Hi, this is David Robbins, and today I'll be leading you through a breath awareness mindfulness meditation. This is generally the first practice, and for some it's a lifelong practice that is learned in the Vipassana tradition or insight meditation tradition. This is a good place to start if you've never meditated before, or if you're new to meditation. So let's begin right away. You're going to want to find a place where you can practice undisturbed, that's fairly clean and quiet and free of distractions if that's possible. If not, just do the best you can to find a place where you can remain undisturbed for a period of time to do this practice. There will be significant pauses in the guidance as I allow you to practice during this recording. So find a comfortable way to sit in an upright position. That might be in a chair, a straight backed chair, or on a meditation cushion on the floor. And once you find the way you're going to sit, if you're in a chair, you'll want your sits bones, which are the two little knobby bones inside of your buttocks, to be firmly planted in a neutral position on the chair. Also, if you're on a meditation cushion, the same there. If you're sitting, your feet should be flat on the floor, perhaps hip width apart, hands laying palms down on the legs. If you're sitting on a meditation cushion, you can cross your legs in any way that feels comfortable for you. You can also straddle the cushion. We're going to experiment a little bit with posture first, as that creates a good foundation for this mindfulness of breath practice. So you might begin by placing your hands on your hips and just shifting your pelvis forward and back, moving back and forth on the sits bones as you do this. Just trying to notice where that balance point is. There's generally sort of a sweet spot there that feels like a comfortable, balanced, upright way to sit. The spine rising naturally from the pelvis. You don't want to have the pelvis too far forward, but you also don't want your pelvis too far back, so you're collapsing in the lower back. So you want to be upright, but not pushing the front ribs too far forward, but also not collapsing through the lower back. This may take some practice. Just do your best to find this position right now. Then drop the hands back onto your lap, maybe placing them palms down or palms up if that feels comfortable to you on the legs. You want a little space underneath the armpits, so you may adjust the distance of the hands closer or farther from the knees on the upper legs, depending on what feels most comfortable. You don't want to feel as if you're reaching forward. A good guideline here is to feel as if there's enough space in your armpits just to hold an egg. Allowing the neck to rise naturally. Letting the eyes close and just tucking the chin just slightly. And that'll allow your neck to straighten and your alignment to come together. You may feel somewhat uncomfortable if you're not used to sitting in this position. You can experiment a bit, but once you've found a position that feels reasonably comfortable, I would just stay with that. Beginning to find the breath now, we might take a few deep breaths. So just filling the torso with air, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. One more deep breath in through the nose, out through the nose. If you're having trouble breathing through your nose for some reason, it's fine to breathe through the mouth as well. Now letting go of those deep breaths. We'll let the breath return to normal without manipulating it or trying to influence it in any way. Our eyes are closed here. Our body is upright but relaxed. Now we're going to begin to notice the sensations of breathing. There's three traditional areas of the body which you can choose from to begin to notice the breath. The first would be at the nostrils. You may be able to feel the breath there coming in and out. Another place you might notice your breath is in your chest. There's often a rising and falling with the inhale and the exhale in the chest. You may feel that as the breath comes in. There's a rising as the breath comes out, the chest falls again. Or perhaps in the belly, that's the third place where you may notice the breathing. Again, there's an expansion on the in-breath and a contraction on the out-breath, feeling that in the body. I'm going to ask you now to choose one of those areas of the body as your anchor point. So that's going to be the area of the body, the area of the body where you're noticing the breath. So choose that area either at the nostrils, the chest, the stomach, or there might be some other place in your torso that you feel the breath strongly. Wherever it is, just decide on that place, and we're going to restrict our awareness to that area of the body for the time being and for today's exercise. So begin to notice the quality of the breathing. Again, we're not influencing it, we're just becoming aware of it. Our awareness open to however the breath is in this moment. It might feel shallow, it might feel deep. There might be a contracted or an expansive quality to it. It might feel tight or loose. It might feel cold, warm, hot, tingly. Whatever you experience is exactly right. No reason to judge ourselves or evaluate the breathing in any way at all. Just allowing yourself to feel the sensations of breathing. We're holding the breath gently and keeping our awareness in that area of the body we've chosen, feeling the sensations of breath in that area. You may find that your attention wanders very quickly. That's fine, that's normal, particularly if you're just beginning this practice, though I have days where I'm wandering off into thought constantly when I'm doing this practice. So if you do notice that you've become distracted from the area of your body you've been paying attention to, where you've been feeling the sensations of breathing, perhaps in thought or by some sound or something else in your environment, or some feeling in the body, just notice that. Notice that you've gone away from the sensations of breathing. And then gently let go of whatever it is that you've been paying attention to. And come back again to the sensations of breathing in your chosen area. Sometimes if we've lost contact with the breath, it helps to lay a hand gently on the area of the body where we've been feeling the breath. That's optional. You don't have to do that. So we're just placing the attention on the breath, just feeling the breath in the body. As it comes in and goes out, you may notice how different each breath is. Each has its own quality and energy to it. Each has subtle differences in the details of sensation. Again, just noticing if your attention's wandered, perhaps you've gone into planning, thinking, obsessing, worrying, or any number of different mental activities. And if you have, just notice that and gently let go of the thinking. And again, come back to the sensations of breathing. We're going to do that over and over again. That is the essence of this practice. Whenever you notice that you've lost the breath, just notice where you are and let go of whatever it is you're paying attention to and bring the awareness and attention back to the sensations of breathing. You may have to do this 100 times a minute, and that's perfectly fine. Sometimes the mind is naturally calmer and we're able to focus our attention more on our chosen object. Other times the mind is busier and we find ourselves unintentionally moving away from our object many times. So we're just going to come back to the breathing over and over again. This is building our concentration and clarity, and our awareness is growing. Just paying attention to the sensations of breathing, allowing our awareness to soak into the details of those sensations. Feeling the breath. If you notice that your attention wanders, just notice what you have been paying attention to and then let go. Gently, non-judgmentally, coming back to the breathing. Bringing ourselves back to the sensations of breathing whenever we wake up to the fact that we've been away or distracted from the breathing. Just continuing in this way. So whenever we find that our attention and awareness has moved away from the breath, we're going to notice that we've been away and let go, coming back again to the sensations of breathing. That is the essence of this practice. We're going to wrap up this brief period of meditation. If you'd like to continue on your own, which I'd recommend, just stop the recording here and continue to practice as we have been. Just bringing your awareness to the sensations of breathing in the body where you feel them the most. And allowing your awareness to stay with that experience of breathing. Whenever you find you've been away and your attention has wandered, just notice where it's wandered to and let go and come back to the sensations of breathing. I recommend that you practice between 5 and 20 minutes to start a daily practice is best, as that helps us to build our concentration and awareness and become more mindful. Generally, this mindfulness of breathing carries over into more mindfulness in the rest of our life. There's a generalizing effect in that way. So if you wish to create a mindfulness practice in your life, this is a good way to begin a formal practice by doing this sort of breath awareness practice once a day between 5 to 20 minutes, or perhaps starting at 5 minutes a day and building slowly over time to 20, 30, 40 minutes or more per sitting period. Thank you so much for listening to this recording, and I hope this was helpful to you. And I hope you can bring whatever mindfulness you have achieved or whatever awareness you have built here into the rest of your life.